news, the return of Ulti Watch. Yay!
Yes! Our new favorite segment.
Yay!
So as soon as Ulti wins his advances in Boot and Moon, he makes this long post about all his haters because he was leading, despite making it to day four in Boot and Moon, all his overwhelming haters, they've just gotten owned, and he linked to a movie called Sorry Haters.
that was pretty funny, the link.
And then he, later on in the week, he posts some emails from some dude that emailed him, and then the guy shows up and actually posts Ulti's emails back. Ulti claims he didn't actually write those emails, which is beyond ridiculous.
Those emails are like Ulti in a bottle.
I didn't see this topic. What was this?
I didn't see this either.
Some guy was like,
I saw his first initial post, but I didn't see the rest of the topic.
Oh yeah, the dude shows up, Ulti claims he didn't email those, and then some people are like, yeah, okay. And then someone's like, well, if you were able to find this board and find Ulti, you could technically, like, replicate his postings. I'm like, are you fucking shitting me right now? I'm like, holy fucking shit, dude. Ulti wrote the emails, okay? Get over it.
This is what I don't get. They weren't that.
No, they were like.
They were like standard. They were like standard Ulti.
Did anyone blame Maplejet for this?
They're completely up his own ass. Usual rubbish. Yeah.
Sounds like something someone wanted to blame Maplejet for. Insane.
Like if I wrote those emails, and then someone posted them, I'd be a little embarrassed. But I mean, he posts that stuff in public every day. So like, why does like it's not something he should be covering up? Yeah. And then, well, you know, the thing was, though, yeah, between Ulti pretending the emails weren't his, and then when he said that he was now more interested in the NCAA game than this topic, and then started, like, talking about Mafia, like, it was pretty clear he was trying to change the subject, and that made him look bad.
More it's just name. Hilarious. Damage control. Oh, and then he comes into Board 8 Chat. He never, ever comes into Board 8 Chat. He came into Board 8 Chat just after the emails were revealed, and was like, if anybody thinks those emails, I really wrote those emails, then you know they're idiots. Just saying, it's just like, come on.
I didn't even know about that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He's never, literally, never in Board 8 Chat. It's ridiculous.
I feel like he comes in usually when there's like a big argument surrounding him. Then like he's got to play.
He's got the like whole warning crazy thing.
The damage control. What? Yeah. Oh, and so, yeah, he was convinced, he started doing all this, especially the user of the year trolling, because he was convinced he had no chance of advancing anyway because of all his haters, despite the fact that he didn't get booted in the first 3 days. Like, yeah, he led in boots as well as immunes, but, like, dude, you clearly don't have that many, like, I have haters at that point. Man, day four in boot and immune. There's just, yeah.
Well, you know, you get to around... But around six of the use of the year, I mean, you're obviously not hated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they want to grade it.
Like, maybe Liesl could make that case, maybe. But he doesn't, like, no one, I don't know, it's just, like, delusional shit. Like, I don't even understand where he's coming from. All right, let's move on to girl problems. I'm Board 8. Avier, your deep-voiced British brethren, got a girl pregnant. Congrats, Avier.
Some foreign chick.
Neon has a baby on the way, so, you know, I've been talking to him a lot lately about how it'll affect his B8 future. He doesn't really think he'll be able to do much. So he might be on, like, a big hiatus from the podcast for a while.
Yeah, I kind of heard of Solomon saying that in the chat. He thought he might not be around for a while on podcasts.
We're gonna have
sadly. Fair enough.
I think the only man that might be able to replace him is Vulch.
Well,
but it might be too much Vulch.
Yeah.
Vulch is best in small doses.
Like, we still have like a Vulch segment. 3 minute Vulch segment, and then we just like cut him off.
Vulch watch.
The three minutes would be amazing, and then you know.
Obviously, we need combat Carl in here. That's these.
We'll get. Yeah. You think Carl's the new Neon? Can you call Vulch right now, Wiggs?
Yeah, sure. Let me call Carl.
He said, "Call Vulch."
You know, I'm just gonna ask him how he feels about Neon leaving, and if he would consider doing the sidekick gig. Except then I'd probably boot him out after like 5 minutes. There but... we go. You, why'd you call Carl and not Volch?
Oh, they used to call Carl.
I said, no, I don't want... call Carl.
I miss her. Okay. That's
terrible.
Okay, add the call. Here we go. It's not letting me. There we go. Okay.
Here we go.
Let's see if Volch picks up. This is compelling stuff. Volch.
Volch.
Is he driving? What is this? Volch.
What the hell?
He's shredding a body.
So, what have you done of Luke Patrick Ewing Volch? What have you done?
I think he's humming to himself while he destroys a body and all.
You in an airport?
This is quality psychic material here. This is what you want from a psychic.
Are you piloting an airplane?
You're there.
Yeah, I'm there. Wait.
Please fasten your seatbelts.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you want to play?
The second tsunami is hit.
Oh yes, oh yes. And do you know who's gonna be receiving it? It's about time, MWC fucking guys.
Volch, so how would you feel about being a sidekick when Neon has to retire from Serious Biz?
Wow, good. I get to bury who I hate, put over who I like. Good.
Excellent.
So that's your preview of the future.
Super grouchy
on a plane.
So it's good. We have good times in the future. Yeah, 100th episode of Serious Biz is gonna be good.
Oh no! Shit, for the 100th episode, you've got to get back your original podcast with Swift and Dante and whoever else is there.
Krusty, yeah, they're like Krusty will never come on anymore because he's still so hurt about being kicked off.
The Cooch Cast special. We just get everyone from the Cooch Cast on the show.
Anyway, more girl problems on board. It Wigs, he had a supposed date coming up with a crazy chick. And we saw the topic. Wigs.
Crazy's nice.
Canceled on you. You have some text to read.
What happened, Wigs?
Well, first of all, I want to set the record straight here in saying that you kind of bullied me into this Ice Hawk. And, like, I didn't want to be sticking my dick in any girls who, like, I would regret sticking a dick in later, you know? Well, I might want to be sexy
for a minute. Your internet friend bullied you into it with text over AIM. Oh, God. Terrible.
No, I was gonna meet her for, like, lunch anyway or whatever. And then you just wanted me to, like, turn it into something more. I'm like, okay, I don't care or whatever. I really didn't care. But now I just, like, be caring less. But, you know, if I want to be sappy for a minute, when I do finally get the deed done, I want it to be with a girl I like, you know? Isn't that fair?
No, I don't get that.
Isn't that fair? Isn't that fair?
You don't want to end up like Ave?
No, that's not exactly a position I want to be in. All right, so I'm going to look through some of these Facebook things here. It was Facebook first and then text. So let's find an interesting one. I didn't really prepare this too well. She's like, still looking for work right now. What the heck, LOL. I wouldn't mind lunch or dinner sometime during the week or on a weekend, either in Philly or on your side of the Riv. But I'd be cool with Philly if you haven't been down here for a while, LOL.
What is the
Riv? Well read.
Anyway, what happens eventually, I told you, we canceled back and forth like 2 times because of various conflicts. And then there was a discussion like, okay, I was like, dude, where do you want to go? And she's like, well, I don't have any money. So like, it has to be McDonald's or Chinese food. I'm like, okay, let's go get Chinese food. And she's like, okay, at this time, I'm like, oh, but everything in this town closes at 6 o'clock, which it really does.
Romantic.
Anyway. So the excuses she gave was, the first thing she said was that, darn it, Jeremy, I just got up and I'm low on gas. She sent me this an hour before.
Jeremy.
What?
Then she said, I hope you get lunch with someone less disorganized. Eep, I'm really scattered brain today. Eep. That was it for Facebook. Then later that night, I got like 4 texts in a row, 4 or 5. She was like, hey, sorry, I woke up late today, blah, and my parents are fighting again. It's a mess. I'm pretty sure she doesn't live with her parents, by the way. So she's got gas money problems, and then she's like, I'm disorganized. Then she's like, she woke up late. Then she's like, her parents are fighting. And then she starts saying, oh, well, Def, have to do this another time. I kind of stayed up late yesterday, and I feel like it's totally my fault. Yo, I'll just meet you for lunch another day because I do want to. Let's get food next week when you're free. TTU on Facebook. And that's it.
Well.
Dude, yeah. How do you feel about yourself?
I don't care. I really don't.
About yourself? Like,
even a crazy bitch isn't crazy.
When the podcast stops,
you will. Have you heard? She's like apologizing. I'm like, can we do this again? Can we do this again? Can we do this again?
That's just her way of trying to hint to you that she never wants to see you again.
Good. I don't want to see her again. Problem solved.
You should get her a Game FAQs account and have her post them.
Yes. Yes.
Her and Deidre.
Wig's girlfriend account.
I said to her, I'm going to
fight with Zen's girlfriend.
She can show up just in time at the end of Golden Parcel. live for the vote.
Live the dream. Live the dream. That's the only reason why I'm going to do this, is to get one more user to your vote.
Hell yeah.
I left it off by messaging her that I'm busy for the next few weeks. Maybe in a couple weeks we can meet up.
Okay. I just want you to do it at this point so we can hear the story. It won't even cost you much. It's just McDonald's or something.
I don't even want to go to McDonald's.
Well,
I kind of want to hear the story too, which is like kind of why I'm doing this. So I can tell the story.
I kind of want to do the story. All right, Vlado has a topic up, ranking 50 gimmicks on the board.
Yes. What
do you guys think of the topic so far? 13, you've seen it?
I've seen it. It's interesting. It's like typically Vlado.
Am I on the bottom?
I don't know. I'm on the bottom.
Damn, I wanted to be on the bottom.
My EPOP gimmick at 49. Yep. And he gave a big lecture about why user of the year doesn't matter. And I gave him a response telling him why it does matter.
Did you give him a response asking him why he cared enough in user of the year to lawyer himself into round 2?
Yeah. And then he said he'd trade a game for being user of the year, so clearly he cares a little. Right?
I really like the comments about the sandwich. I would totally make myself a sandwich. If I win user of the year, I'm making myself a sandwich. And it's a good one. I make badass sandwiches.
Yeah, if he's going to keep giving lectures about real life, I can't seem very interested in the topic anymore. Although, I will say it'll be a topic of the year candidate if number one is his own gimmick and he comes out on all his, how it's all an act. I would enjoy that.
That would be, because, it's been like 7 years of him being the same pretentious douchebag, and, it would be good.
That'd be a hell of a way to come back out. Just number one, bam, here it is. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I thought Leon had a really good post. And in response to, but would you trade a $50 game for the UTY title? And Leon's like, oh, I'd gladly trade Sonic 2006 for the user.
And so what do you guys think is the best gimmick on the board? Maybe Ulti-Sess? Ulti-Plus-Sess? Any good ideas? Ed's gay gimmick, perhaps?
I like when people just talk like real people. I don't know. Is that a gimmick?
Yeah, but it needs gimmicks. The board needs gimmicks, otherwise it'd be rubbish.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I really love the patronizing kind of talk with the LOL and apostrophes, and I think that's just a blast.
Yeah, Neo's gimmick is kind of fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Neo's gimmick. Bold, that might not even be a gimmick. It might just be Neo being batshit insane.
But it kind of comes across as a gimmick, I guess.
There's nothing more satisfying than saying LOL in quotation marks. I think I said before, I make quotation marks.
Well, as you've never had sex, I can see why you would say that.
Nicely done.
Do you guys want a hot UOTY update?
Ooh, sure. Yes.
Let's hear it.
Why did Icon gain like 20 votes on me? Chris and Rusty are pretty much almost tied.
That's expected.
Icon's like 25 up on me. Wiggs is like under 20 up on Cess. Alec is 40 up on Liesl. Yo is 30 up on LT.
So much my Liesl upset.
Man, Wiggs, you surprised?
I have a good night mode. I'm gonna. Cess is more active, I think, during that gay hour than I am. So.
It's Chuck the Trent.
I've always noticed I do a lot better on the parts of the day where I don't post.
That's probably not a coincidence.
It's like, damn, like all the people who don't know when I post love me. That's good.
See, I would say that, but I'm posting all the time because I'm a loser.
Suck. All right. Board has ranking fever right now. There's like seriously dozens of huge ranking topics for Pokemon, video games, fictional characters, and video game music. You guys following any of these? That you? I really like Ed's fictional character ranking topic so far.
Oh, do you? I didn't know you were reading that.
Yeah. I didn't know there was one.
I'm always watching.
Yeah, Mer's Pokemon one is pretty good. He's got the comics going with them, which are quite funny.
Yeah, I saw a couple of those that really enjoyed them, the comics.
I liked Heroic Mario's one because it's always fun to watch a Heroic Mario top 20 games list.
With the game he most recently played on number one.
Top 20 games that I played last. In order.
What was the one?
I remember he played Resident Evil 4 and like Jack Krauser was his number three favorite character of all time. Okay, fine, that makes sense.
I remember last time he played Chrono Trigger when he was writing essays about Chrono, like it was even worse than Chris with DQ5 Hero. It was awful.
Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 3.
So I guess our recommendations are Ed's fictional character topic, Mer's topic, Mario's, some good ones. Anyone? Here. Any other good ones?
This read? Topic is amazing. Microprocessor.
Oh, it's clean.
Oh, does he rank video game music?
No, he ranks he makes instrumentals and he relates them to Pokemon. And if you know anything about microprocessor, they're like detailed write-ups in.
Yeah, if you've all you need to know about microprocessor is he wrote like two paragraphs and how he slowly began to like crazy bus.
What is this topic?
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
He's amazing. He's so amazing. I love microprocessor. He's a really nice guy. He's just like so into like write-ups
and love
music.
You love him way like you love those specially challenged people. Like, oh, they're so cute.
The dude knows what he's talking about. I mean, I assume. We all assume he knows what he's talking about because he uses big words and stuff. Like, I'm sure if someone that knew what he was talking about came in, then maybe they
he's a savant, clearly.
we have a guy at my job who is like pretty slow, and I swear he's like a savant when it comes to coupons, because the day our new coupon book came out, he was like, there's coupons for this product that you just bought. I'm like, how the hell did you memorize the coupon book already? It was like less than 24 hours and he had it all memorized. It was ridiculous.
I think Volch is legit pissed at MWC.
Yeah, I just saw that topic as well. You want to talk trash to me? Is that really what you really want? Shit, don't mess with Volch. He's gonna.
Yeah, this is Volch is angry.
What's going on? I've never.
I don't know. Volch made a topic calling out MWC, and he hasn't really. Oh, and they're kind of just like trash talking each other.
Why is Volch even bothering? Why does anyone bother? I think the majority of the board has MWC on it. Like, I remember, I think it was the FFD topic where he was
MWC.
Like, I feel legitimately bad for MWC because everyone has him on ignore. Like, even Airchu in his heyday would get posts making fun of him, but nobody even responds to MWC anymore.
I saw a topic the other day where it was just, he made some proto topic and it was like 9-10 bumps like spread over a couple of days.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I had to post and say this is the worst topic ever until I posted in it, and now it's not quite. Because otherwise,
you see, it's time you get your ass in here.
What happened to MWC watch? We gotta bring that.
You wanna talk trash with me? Is that really what you want? Huh?
Wait, where you put it into your itsy bitsy little brain?
You talk trash.
Oh. Be sick, that your business is one that nobody wants a part of on this pool.
Oh.
Shouldn't your mommy have tucked you in by now? It's past midnight, at least in the only part of the country that matters. Go ahead.
Nice.
Ed.
Oh, wait, which post is this? I haven't been seeing ignore.
It's either 5 a.m. or noon. We're both
see here. The MWC thought he was relevant here. He thought of himself highly. Tell him
why did you go down? There's another
what
one. There's another
think
one.
Of you? Wait, I skipped one.
I want to bring in Ant.
Oh, right.
Street.
Alright. Ha! Wanna bring ancestry into this now? What next? Say that you wish my family had died in a tsunami? MWC, you would know a lot about mommies as you are currently sucking up breast this very instant.
Bet you my girlfriend's rack is better than a mouth. Is better in a mouth than your boyfriend's.
What does that even mean?
A million miles away.
Rice Krispies, what?
See here, the MWC thought he was relevant here. He thought of himself highly.
Sorry, there's another one from MWC.
Oh, sorry.
I have not attacked your ancestry at all. I don't even know who the hell you are, nor do I care. Although I am now assuming you are around Ocean.
What? Say what?
This is like improv reading. It's brilliant.
Can I go now? Is that everything?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, go ahead. See here. MWC thought he was relevant here. He thought of himself highly. Tell MWC what you think of yourself, huh? The old, oh, you are just on a message board, get life insult you are probably thinking of doesn't apply since you are also on this board.
Owned. Okay, sorry, continue.
So what next? You would go down to your long list of accomplishments in life. Yes, I'm sure you are as great as Richard Branson. But then again, Branson has a great deal of charm. Whereas Roger Payne Dry is more entertaining than your face.
Oh.
There's another one.
This is hot.
Bulge, I need to give you some promo lessons before our next BAPL broadcast.
X is such a fucking nerd. Alright. What? Ed, there's another Bulge.
Okay. I have MWC on ignore, so I never know when his posts are coming. MWC, you are worse than Albion or Andy or Troll Ulti. Heck, worse than all of the end of these entities combined. See, you are made of an acid, and when common sense or anything resembling good comes into contact with you, well, you just burn it away, and what we are left with is an amalgamation of poor turd.
I remember when Bolt used to get in arguments with, like, Bolt or Vlado. He's always pretty good. I forgot about that. Alright, anyway, MWC. Nah, seriously, dude, what the fuck did I do to piss you off so much? Sure, if you live in Westwood, Durham, Chapel Hill, New Orleans, Boston, or Lawrence, Kansas, I probably wish stuff on you and everyone in the city I should not have. But seriously, if not that, what the hell is making you rage bomb right now? And fail at it, as X the pointed out.
He's not raging MWC. What?
Ooh, backing off now, are we? Well, let me tell you one thing, NWC. As long as you are on this board, I will keep pestering you. I will keep at it. If you think this sounds demented, let me tell you one thing right now. I will hound you out.
If you think this is demented, well, you're right. I will. All right, MWC. Good for you, I guess. Now that Leon doesn't stalk me anymore, I need a new personal troll. Here, I'll friend you so you can know what topics I make to make your heroic embarking easier for you, bitch.
Whoa. I wonder if we're just gonna
this is
yeah, this is live updates going on.
Live updates as they come. All right, let's move on to games. Someone, Wigs, refresh, please. Just keep refreshing.
Oh yeah, sure. I'm on it.
The 3DS has come out. G-mon, Shine. Yeah.
A good 3DS. I don't care.
G-mon, Shine, and DS Rage own it. Does anyone else care?
No.
I don't care.
Now with the 2.5 hour battery life.
DS Rage.
I don't care for another 2 years, maybe.
DS. What's the next one? The next one will be called like 3DS battery. And it'll have like 6 hours of battery life.
There
we go.
They'll buy that in 2 years. Okay. Crysis 2 is out. I got it. It's pretty good. I just beat the single player a couple days ago. It's kind of interesting. You can take multiple paths. Like, you can kind of be more stealthy or more aggressive. It's kind of intense. Story sucks, but it's a pretty fun single player experience. Multiplayer is fun as well, although it can be a little frustrating sometimes because the maps are very open. So I feel like half the time, like when I get into a fight and uncloak, like I've got dudes shooting me from everywhere. But it's pretty fun. So it's definitely something I'd recommend to shooter fans, especially since Homefront sucked. Yeah.
Sounds really fun.
Coming this week, we have Dynasty Warriors 7, which a lot of them board is hyped for. Seems like something I'd pick up when it's cheaper, because I haven't played a Dynasty Warriors game in forever, but not something I'd pay $60 for. And the last Mass Effect 2 DLC is coming out this week, so check that out. In fact, I think it's out today, now that it's midnight, the 29th. New segment, Xbox Live Arcade and Review, started this last week. Last week's Sanctum of Ghostbusters, Sanctum of Slime, Bustin' Makes Me Feel Good, came out.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Sanctum of Slime, it was kind of fun, but you could tell it was just going to be the same thing over and over, like just a twin stick shooter. You go into the next room, kill the enemies, blah, 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 like nothing too unique mechanic-wise. And apparently, according to the reviews, it just, it stays the same, and there's like a couple annoying difficulty spikes, so it's not anything I'd recommend. Swarm was a little bit better. It was a platformer, but it was kind of trial and error. Also, the game like glorifies the fact that you can kill all these little swarms because you control a group of 50, and like you're kind of encouraged to sacrifice them at times, but then at other times you need like at least 30 of them to advance in the level. It's really fucking annoying. So I wasn't a huge fan of it. It's just kind of inconsistent pacing, I guess you could say. But this week, there's a shmup that's coming out that looks pretty good, so I'm looking forward to that. We watched this week, there's one.
By the way, I think Horde's on sale for PSN users, if you're interested in Horde. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think I just saw, like, a PS3 update, like, for the sales this week. On,
Yeah, Horde's on sale. I'm looking at it, maybe.
For Xbox Live Marketplace, it's Afterburner, Climax, and Crazy Taxi. Half off.
Whoa.
All right. We watch one of them this week. Oh. We Sing Down Under.
Wait. Is it not spelled like we? It's.
No, it's just spelled W-E.
Oh, they didn't even do the pun. That's kind of funny.
All right. Random conversation this week. They were talking about this on Friday, I think. A monthly like roast of a B-8er.
Yeah, I remember WVI wanted to do that once, years ago. I know it was like, it never got off the ground.
Well, now
I think it's a good idea.
Now that the mics have pretty much hit all B8 in the podcast, like, it would definitely work out a lot better now.
Yeah, it'd be hard, but it'd be great if it could work.
Yeah, the one problem would be, like, how good could the material be? Like, I don't think anyone's going to have very good stand-up material.
I don't know. I mean, we'd have to get people like Chris, you know, Chris into it, because Chris would probably be able to. God, Chris does it all the time anyway, so.
Yeah.
You're right. You get the right. We need to find, if we could find a good cast, it could definitely be an entertainment.
Look at Volch talking at the NBC here. Yeah. Like, that's a good.
Yeah, on this evidence, we could use Volch as well. Volch definitely be a candidate.
There's maybe another Volch post, by the way.
Speaking of which, yeah, Volch just updated.
All right, Ed, you ready?
Oh, God, yeah, okay. Does NBC have one first, or is it Volch?
Just Volch.
Okay. Yeah, just Volch.
Think of yourself so highly, do you? Our MWC has a Cena complex. He likes his...
You're kind of quiet right now.
Oh, sorry. My microphone fell off. My mom is sleeping, so I'm trying to be
quiet. He got so excited.
He has a Cena complex. He likes his Kentucky Fried Chicken school. He comes from the USA, so he's untouchable. Poor little MWC. Such a little... What? Good word. No, really, you must explain to me. How does it feel to be the object of snide remarks, where people just look down on you, MWC? Everything you've ever done is just be a little old user who likes to leave the board when his precious sports team chokes. I bet you think you are a great sports fan. No, terrible sports fan. In fact, you are just a walking mass of delusion.
So I think after failing to make the top 10 this year, Volch has decided to take his character in a new direction.
This is the new Volch.
The new Volch. The one that wants to rape Neo and talk like this with this real voice.
It is about time I used my real voice.
Okay, Dr. Pizza.
All right. So yeah, monthly. I guess you guys make some good points. Monthly roasted beaters. If we got the right cast, it could. Actually, because I do think Chris would be good. I think he'd be great. Yeah, Volch could do stuff. Who knows? Maybe some other. There might be some other people. Maybe Blazer could put something together.
Oh yeah, Blazer would be terrific in that.
Well, yeah, judging by his use of the speech, I think Blazer would be pretty good.
Blazer is very.
Although it's funny because when we were talking about this in the chat, like I started making fun of Exta, and Neon's like, "Save it for the roast, guys. Save it for the roast." So like, anytime anyone makes fun of each other, like. All the making fun of would be limited to the roast, so we would be at peace.
Indeed.
So, update from Wiggs. Endgamer just IM'd him and asked if the podcast was still going. Wiggs said yes, and Endgamer said, "Sweet mercy!"
I love you, Endgamer. That was really funny.
Thanks for that, Endgamer. 13
for bringing humor into my life.
All right, winners and losers. Winners, Liesl, for his amazing user of the year advance. He almost got eliminated two straight days, one off tiebreakers, and then he advanced. And 13, you said you had some info on Liesl's advance, kind of? Like DP? From no. DP.
That's me. I have the... I've been talking with DP, and DP has said that he forgot to vote one day, and that if he had voted, I think it was like day two or something.
No, it was day one.
The day he was eliminated, yeah. And if he had voted, then Liesl would have been eliminated day one, and DP would have probably been eliminated like day two, I guess. And then who knows who would have advanced instead.
Pretty interesting.
Well, what if...
Maybe like...
Losers ulti for blowing his top five chances before they could even begin.
How many times has ulti won loser of the week?
I mean, I hate to say
it. We might as well just rename the segment.
old, new, old.
I enjoy watching Ulti work, but sometimes he kind of makes a fool of himself.
Sometimes he just goes a little bit like too far with his whole shtick, and it comes back to bite him a bit.
Oh my god, are you kidding me? Okay, new posts.
Ooh. There's another Volch, and then there's an MWC. Ed.
Oh, okay.
Oh, MWC's talking to Sep, though.
This Volch post is like two sentences, so I don't think it's worth reading. I don't even know. What is Bellend?
Bellend is it? It's a British insult.
What does it mean?
See, we have a British expert on the show.
It's to do with the penis. The penis is the bell. So you're the cock end.
That's really funny. I'm going to have to use that.
Bellend. I like it.
Ed Bellend. That's going to be my new account.
I swear I've called you that at least once.
Have you? I don't even think I remember that.
And you didn't know what it meant.
I probably didn't know. I probably just blocked
it. In the chat, you probably just like...
They were just being...
Yeah, MWC responded to Sep, who said he doesn't... He obviously. Always disagrees with...
Since this is already... I'll read Sep.
Okay.
Since this is already a topic with MWC in it, well, we disagree a lot. On wrestling, on games, even when both randomly trolling. But at least we can agree on UK. And for that, I can
By
never
UK
dislike
means
you.
Kentucky.
Yeah, Kentucky. And for that, I can never dislike you.
I never disliked you anyway. I just didn't like you.
That's amazing.
But Kentucky basketball fans, to me, is deeper than everything else on earth. I like you now, bro. See, Cats. 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 Cats.
Wow. This is amazing.
Or your base are belong to a mute NWC.
That's what came to my mind when he said cat. Yes. Oh, another.
Oh my god.
Okay. Alright, one post winners. Should I do them all in my southern voice?
Read them as on who they are.
I'll read one as Dr. Pizza. I'll read one as
Kawhi fan.
As NWC, and Ed can read one as Vulch. Well, this one I actually would rather read my regular voice, because this one is just weird. This one's from Link the Midget. Hey, who wants to sell me a computer monitor? Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Camtaro lover.
Yeah. Is that even like a real user? Like what?
Yeah, his sig is I like sunflower seeds. Kerp, kerp, kerp.
I forgot Hamtaro existed.
Hamtaro.
Guy's been around since 2007. Yeah, he's not.
Pick your favorite songs to create the ultimate Pink Floyd album. Mostly everybody loves Pink Floyd, but if you wanted to create the ultimate album, what songs would you choose to do so? And that's it.
That's it.
I feel bad for him because he sounded really excited about the topic. Yeah. And then.
Am I reading the this last one's one?
Oh, God, I want to do it.
Okay.
This one's from Big Pun. Oh my god, yes! Life cereal for a dollar at my grocery store! I always forgot how good this cereal is! Delicious!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Time to watch that life kid get pummeled into dust!
Oh my god. I love the clip from that where Chun-Li is like fighting him and he's like, "You killed my father." And he's like, "Yes, I killed your father. What is it with you women anyway? I killed my father too, and you don't hear me whining about it." And she literally, like, flies through the air with a kick and then lands in front of him and punches him.
Yeah.
It's and then does he say, delicious?
Nobody should.
You should say that. Oh, God. But there needs to be a scene where Chun-Li is sucking his dick and he's like, delicious.
Yeah. But for me, it was Tuesday.
M. Bison is top tier.
All right. Survey says this week, do you care about EPOP?
100%.
100%.
Carl will be quick with his usual 100% prediction.
Every time, and then he'll complain about the people who rigged it against him. And they only wouldn't know against me, but mine was the real answer.
So predictable, Carl.
Although he won the other week, so clearly he didn't do 100% one week.
I don't know. Our Dr. Football does 100% sometimes.
Yeah. That's fuck. I had memorizing Survey Says prediction.
They do it every week.
Get back on the show, Mr. Stat.
Indeed. Sweet glory or whatever he said. What did he say? Sweet mercy. Sweet glory.
If he was a cartoon villain, he'd be M. Bison.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Sweet mercy.
Delicious. Delicious.
See, how could Endgamer be eliminated so early? He's amazing.
I think yeah, next episode of the show, they should just do an episode where they're wearing silly hats, and that would be like, that would be like their theme episode. And the episode would just proceed as normal, but they would occasionally reference the fact they were wearing silly hats.
Sounds like a plan. Oh, can I just quickly plug my contest shamelessly?
Yeah, that's what this is all about, bro.
Yep. Board 8's favorite TV trope, please dominate, because it's sort of dying at the moment because I haven't had a nomination in ages. But it's a good idea. And it was all Mer's idea, which will probably help it because Mer carries more weight than I do. So,
search trope if you're interested then.
Yeah, trope, yeah.
Sounds delicious. Oh, we have some new posts to read.
Oh.
To close out the show. You ready?
All right.
I'm sure you're start it. Tired go, of this by this point.
Now go and put 6,000, dude. We'll start with that.
Now go and put 6,000 on the Colts to go 19-0. Go on. You have such confidence in them. Just do it.
Nike.
Sounds like Arnie at the end of Predator. Do it! Come on, do it! I'm right here! Do it!
Going to as soon as the season is official. Right now, we have the whole issue of there not being a season.
Oh, well, what a poor little lame excuse that is. You surely ought to raise the stakes, given your confidence, I'd say. 30,000 is how much you should bet on a perfect season. Though you would never do such a thing!
Yeah, because I'd have to mortgage my house to do it. Also, the payoff for an undefeated season... $30,000 would probably be something like $6 million or so. That was a compelling series of posts.
Yeah, that was.
They're just getting into technicalities now. Like, well, maybe you should put more on them. Well, that's a lot of money.
I disagree
Vulture's next point. Well, that's a good point.
MWC owns a house.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I find your arguments compelling.
Oh, Luol Deng. Oh, what the fuck, guys? Oh, come on, man.
Well, I never liked you, Vulch, but I like your spunk.
Yeah, you like that's, my spunk that's one in your thing face? That I that's always what they, have that's in what, abundance.
That's what, like, Extra and, like, MWC do. Like, they'll, like, be like arguing each other, and then they'll start like jerking off on each other's faces. This is gonna turn into like all of a sudden they're gonna be fucking like rubbing their cocks against each other.
It's like Fight Club.
Beating the shit out of each other, but they really love each other.
Yeah,
I get it.
It's like, I guess this is like the straight person way of bonding.
I guess you could say he's like Edward Norton.
Wait, how did Gabe?
What?
Did you really just say Edward? Wigs.
What?
I think Vulture's at your spot instead of Neon's, to be honest.
Vulture be the new recording bitch, which will mean I probably forget just to record half the time.
I didn't press the right button.
Oh no, I opened the call graph browser. What the fuck does that do, man?
I was playing difficult Japanese porn game and I ruined the recording.
Where are the naked ladies at?
Why are these Japanese porn games so hard?
Where are the naked ladies, Ice Hawk? Where are the naked ladies? Come on, man. Where are the naked ladies?
He would I've use it. Oh, new Vulch post if you're interested.
Oh my god, we should end this, like, quickly.
This is going too long.
This is like the longest ass show ever.
No, this isn't a good post. He's just like, I don't know, it's just not as good anymore.
Yeah, it was great at the start.
Yeah, it was off to a hot start, but now they're like just, I don't know, it's just not as good anymore. Alright, so that is it for this week's show. Thank you very much, 13, for your time.
No problem.
We always enjoy having a deep voice British dude.
We always enjoy having guests with personality, so thank you for coming on.
It also helps.
Yes.
Yay.
Actually contributed.
Zazie, you taking notes?
I forgot Zazie was on the show.
Exactly. So yeah, Ed, thank you.
Man.
I'm separating you and Neon from now on. You both work a lot better without each other.
I've noticed that, yeah.
And Wigs, good luck. against us.
Thank you very much, sir.
I don't get a good luck against Icon.
You won before. Go fuck yourself.
you're just bitter and angry that I owned your face.
If Winx wins Use of the Year, I'll be like, and introducing Sidekick, former Use of the Year Neon Reaper, Recording Bitch, former Use of the Year Ed Bellis, other guy, former Use of the Year Wiggs, and me, former runner-up.